Hello and good morning. It is 37 minutes past 8 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After. And on the other end of the line, we have fantastic DJ extraordinaire, yeah. Paris, a.k.a. Porus. How's it going?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. And it's great to hear your voice. We're even better now.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, no problem.
Gosh, the love. I can already feel it.
My first question, this is a real quick, easy one off the bat.
Strong.
Just because we were talking about it before and we were just interested. What was the reason to kind of, you know, when people make stage names, some people go crazy and have, you know, DJ X, you know, 17 letters and 16 synonyms, and you just kind of changed one letter. You just went from Paris to Porus. And I'm like, I love that. What was the decision like there in changing that?
So basically, Porus was a childhood nickname growing up. And when I first started learning how to DJ, which my friends convinced me to do, they also said to me, I finally said, yep, I'll learn how to DJ. They were like, your name has to be Porus. So, Porus it is.
Nice.
It was an easy decision for me.
Very cool. And speaking of your roots in starting your DJ career, obviously you're kind of fairly new-ish to the scene, kind of starting 2019 around then. was that when you kind of started learning as well, or was it prior to that that you started kind of getting interested in DJing drum and bass music?
So pretty much the whole of 2019, well, my New Year's resolution was never to have FOMO, so it was a different gigs every weekend anyway.
Nice.
And it wasn't till the end of like November 2019 where a lot of my friends who I'd made over the year, people from the scene, were saying like, you need to learn how to start DJing, and I was like, nah, I would never want to DJ, I don't want to play out or anything like that. One of my friends kind of said to me, look, I'll teach you how to DJ. You don't even have to play out. You can just do like kick-ons or whatever.
Yeah.
So I started really near the end of November last year.
Wow. Look how far you've come, such a short space of time. It's very impressive.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
In your opinion, what is it about drum and bass music that is so appealing to so many people? I feel like I haven't been to a party in years where it hasn't been like 70% drum and bass music on the playlist.
Yeah, it is the vibe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, 100% agree with you guys. Mm. I think there's a few different components of it that really make a big difference.
Mm.
Firstly, the high energy that it brings. Secondly, the diversity that you get within the genre. There's so much music which sounds so completely different to each other, which is all still considered drum and bass.
Yeah.
Some people are really into like their liquid vibes, or people are more into their like commercial dance floor. I find people in the South Island are way more into like heavy, minimal, like roller type.
Yeah.
D&B. So, yeah, I think there's like a bit of something for everyone there, if that makes sense.
No, definitely, yeah. And I wanted to ask as well, from what we've seen, the D&B scene tends to be a little bit more male dominated. I know when I was, you know, going to parties and stuff, it was usually seven dudes crowded around one, you know, DJ deck, all kind of spinning their mixes.
Yeah.
Has there been any challenges or advantages to being a woman in the scene, or has it kind of not really impacted your career very much?
I think if I had started doing this earlier, it would have impacted me maybe negatively. But as a female, I've kind of gained all these brothers in the scene and in the industry who all really look out for me and look after me.
Yeah.
So I guess that is an advantage. They all kind of see me as like their little sister and making sure I'm all good. And I've had nothing but great support from so many different types of people in the industry, whether it's promoters or bar venues or anyone and anyone.
Awesome. Well, that's very good to hear. And this is a guest list, which means you very generously picked some songs out for us. The first one right here is Truth with the Fat Man. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll give it a spin?
Sure. So The Truth, Fat Man, was on their first release in 2009. Obviously, we've got Tristan, who lives down in Christchurch, and Andre, who lives over in the US.
Yeah.
And when I first listened to like any sort of electronic music, it was along the lines of like Truth and the Upbeats, and it was all New Zealand music anyway, which was great. I didn't really know what I was listening to in terms of genres, but I knew that it was real dirty, and I really liked that. So, there you go.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll play Truth with the Fat Man, and then we'll be back with Porus slash Paris right after this.
Fantastic.
Sounds good.
Hello, hello. It is 8:47. We are back with Porus. Are you there?
6 a.m.
Woo! Hello. So, first thing, we want to talk about your musical influences and what inspires you to create the music that you create, especially after the back of that Fat Man Truth song.
Yeah, sure.
Take it away. Go ahead. There are so many different... when we have DMB artists on, the biggest thing is, I think, how just massive the genre is. It's hard to pinpoint. So my... the reason I asked this question is completely out of interest because the DMB genre is indeed so vast.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know where you take your inspiration from.
Yeah, of course. So when I first started kind of getting into my drum and bass, I was listening to electronic music and I didn't really know what I was listening to in terms of like subgenres. So listening to stuff like Truth, which is obviously like your dubstep. And the reason why I was listening to Truth is because they did so many shows with the upbeats. And the upbeats have always been a huge inspiration for me. So having that fusion of like 140 and then your drum and bass, and they both really have a unique flavour that's quite grimy and dirty. And you know, it really gets your bass face going.
For sure. The next thing we wanted to discuss is the holiday season, or the festive season, I should say, because we say festive, but really it's festival. There are so many fantastic events happening in the next couple of months. What's your favourite part about this time of year, and how do you expect 2020's festival season to be different to the ones that have been?
Well, my favourite part of this time of the year is definitely the festivals. It always has been, and it probably always will be. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this year goes. I can see Northern Bass and R&B have both sold out, and they've basically got full Kiwi lineup. Of course, they've got a couple of international acts on each lineup. But I think it's really cool being able to showcase the talent that we've got in New Zealand. And I think it gives us all a chance to be really grateful that we've actually got these resources here in our own country where we can have festivals and we can put our own artists on.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's amazing that we can actually just have a festival season. So certainly something I'm not taking for granted. And the other thing we wanted to touch on is, of course, Electric Avenue coming up next year. You're a part of the Rave Cave. Do you want to give us a little spiel about what we can expect at that?
Yeah, I'm so excited to come down for Electric Ave. I always love a Christchurch show. I think I'll definitely be playing like a bit of heavy dance floor. Might get some dirty minimal in there, but we'll see how it goes, see what the crowd wants. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's been amazing talking to you, Porus. Do you want to give us a spiel about your final song that you've chosen for the guest list today?
Yes, we've got Discipline by Lee Matthews and Echo and Sidetrack, which was released earlier this year. It was showcased by people like UKF, and the boys have been going non-stop, winning awards left, right and centre, so it's hard not to be inspired by these guys.
Fantastic. Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on to our show this morning, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and you guys too.
Oh. No problem. See ya.
Bye.